Foothills County, Alta. The Battle of Alberta continues to be a decidedly one-sided affair. First place Cavalry FC, 7-2-2, improved to 14 games all-time without a loss versus FC Edmonton after earning a 3-1 triumph in the Al Clasico featuring teams at opposite ends of the table in the Canadian Premier League on June 26, Pride match at Spruce Meadows at Atco Field. It's consistency. I think it's one of those things where we enjoy these battles, the Al Clasico, said Cavalry FC head coach Tommy Wheeldon Jr. The fact that the fans have put a trophy on it, the Wildrose Cup, is important, and I think we just got the edge on them and kept going and it becomes psychological. I'd like to keep that run going for as long as I'm at the helm. Both teams looked poised to break the deadlock inside 6 minutes with Cavs midfielder Charlie Trafford's curling strike from the edge of the box well saved by Edmonton's Andreas Vikla and Gabriel Bitar coming close for the visitors with a shot from distance slamming the crossbar. Sergio Camargo was close in the 23rd minute on a clear-cut breakaway with Vikla coming out to challenge and using his right foot for a terrific save to deny the opener. 3 minutes later, the Cavs found the back of the net with central midfielder Elijah Adekube playing provider and Arabim People notching his fourth goal in as many games with his shot blocked and the ball then ricocheting off the striker into the goal on a friendly bounce for the in-form forward. A goal is a goal is a goal, Pepple said with a laugh. I don't know if it was off my knee, off my foot, I don't care as long as it goes in the net. Cavalry FC forward Arabim Pepple, left, celebrates the team's second goal with Charlie Trafford, Ben Fisk and Jose Escalante in the 3-1 win on June 26. Brent Calver, Okotoks today it was two goals in front with the blink of an eye when Jose Escalante's cross took a fortuitous bounce off FC Edmonton's defense into scrambling back into play in the 29th minute. The visitors struck in the final minute of the first half to trim the deficit in half as Bitar found space at the edge of the box, spun around and fired a powerful strike into the far corner out of the reach of Cavs goalkeeper Marco Carducci. We had some really good moments in the first half and then we just let them in at the wrong time and it was a bit of a reminder at half-time, Wheeldon Jr. added. With a two-goal cushion we didn't feel they were going to score two, but credit to Edmonton, they didn't stop. Pepple, the corporal player of the week earlier in the month, restored the two-goal advantage from the spot just 2 minutes after the restart. After Camargo was brought down in the box and a penalty kick was awarded, Pepple made no mistake sending Vikla the wrong direction with a calm strike to the right corner of the goal. I asked for it, the kick, and we have a great group. Everyone knows when someone's feeling confident they're able to take it, Pepple said. Thankfully, I was able to score. Thanks to those guys, they didn't have to give it up, but it just shows the togetherness of our group where people are willing to give up a potential goal for someone else. Cavalry FC's Sergio Camargo controls the ball on a partial break versus FC Edmonton on June 26. Brent Calver, Okotoks today the Eddies pressed late with Carducci coming up clutch to turn aside substitutes CJ Smith and Kai Kaur with consecutive opportunities. The last line of defense saved his best for last with an outrageous diving effort to turn aside a clear-cut chance in front of goal form T-Boy Faya in the 83rd minute. We were pretty frustrated today, said FC Edmonton head coach Alan Koch. Because we planned accordingly and some of the things that we had hoped and expected to go a certain way didn't go our way. But we had character, we had personality and we're going to work incredibly hard for our club and for our boys every week. The reaction was positive, but it was a little bit too little, too late. With the win, the Cavs are now 1-2-2-0 in all competitions versus their provincial rivals dating back to the CPL's inaugural season in 2019. The victory extended the Cavs' winning streak to 5 and its unbeaten run to 8. The red-clad squad is a perfect 4-0 at Atco Field in league action in 2022. Right now the boys are feeling pretty confident, Pepple said. We know we have to win as a group, we're missing some key players, Maya Bevan, Joe Mason, huge parts of our team, but we know that the next person is always going to step up and that just keeps us confident. We trust in our coach, we trust in our abilities and we take it one game at a time. Cavalry boast a 4-point cushion on the second place Pacific FC with 2 games in hand on the Vancouver Island squad. The Cavs are back in action on June 30th on the road at Pacific FC. The next home date at Spruce Meadows is July 14 versus the HFX Wanderers. For more information, go to cavalryfc.canpl.ca.